With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden's meeting with Arab leaders following his visit to Israel has been called off. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Shortly before the president boarded Air Force One for the flight to Tel Aviv, a planned summit with Arab leaders was canceled. Palestinian leader Abbas withdrew from the scheduled meetings after a deadly explosion at a Gaza hospital killed hundreds. A White House official said the president decided to postpone his travel to Amman, Jordan, and the Arab summit after consulting with Jordan's King Abdullah. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Israel is denying any involvement in the explosion at a Gaza City hospital that killed hundreds. An IDF spokesman says Islamic Jihad fired a missile at the compound. At a news conference, Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the U.S. expects that Israel will conduct its operations without putting civilians in danger.
We're continuing to engage with the Israelis on making sure that civilians have what they need and that they can clear out or evacuate into safe areas. You're seeing that. You're, again, seeing ongoing discussions from the State Department and then tonight the president is flying to Israel where I expect that, of course, he will raise this issue.
No more votes this evening as the House adjourned without a new speaker. 20 Republicans voted against GOP nominee Congressman Jim Jordan, but Jordan remains optimistic.
We got to have a speaker, and it can't be some deal with the Democrats. I mean, American people don't want that. They elect Republicans in a majority, small majority, I get it. But we got 200 votes in the first ballot. I think that maybe even is more than what Kevin got back in January, right about where Kevin was. Gus Bilirakis is a vote for us. That's 201. We've had good conversations. We're going to keep working.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 13 points, the Nasdaq dropped 34, the S&P down a fraction. This is SRN News. India's highest court has legalized civil unions for homosexual couples, but stopped short of making gay marriage the law of the land.
What the Supreme Court has said is that it is not up to them to legalize same-sex marriage, that that is a decision that should be left with Parliament. But all five justices were unanimous in saying that they do believe same-sex marriage should be allowed.
BBC correspondent Sumira Hussain. India is 80% Hindu, but Hinduism takes no official position on homosexuality. Is it a cult or a religion? The Japanese branch of the Unification Church is decrying the effort by the Japanese government to get a court order that would dissolve the group. The church argues the government's move is a serious threat to religious freedom. Japanese officials point to an investigation that shows the group has systematically manipulated its followers into donating money while sowing fear and harming their families. This is SRN News. Pacific Gas and Electric wants to bury many of its power lines in areas threatened by wildfires.
But California regulators are balking at their plan, in part because of its impact on rates. PG&E customers already pay some of the highest rates in the country. It's expensive to bury power lines and takes a long time to complete. It's cheaper and faster to install protective coverings on overhead power lines. The PG&E CEO says the company has a moral obligation to eliminate wildfire risk. Consumer advocates say the company must balance wildfire threats with affordability. John Scott reporting.
The California Public Utilities Commission, whose members are appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom, is scheduled to decide the issue next month. PG&E will make its case in person before the commission on Wednesday. PG&E filed for bankruptcy in 2019. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.